Military Wives is a new film about the spouses and partners of British soldiers who are deployed overseas in Afghanistan. They keep their families going as their hearts leap when phones ring at unexpected hours. Their spouses find a knitting group uninspiring, potluck dinners to be pallid, so they form a choir that sounds a little humdrum until one day they take shelter in a cave in the rain and discover their true voices.
All I needed was to love you, babe. All I needed for another day. And all I ever knew.
Singing makes them stronger. Military Wives stars Kristin Scott Thomas as Kate and Sharon Horgan as Lisa, two different women who find each other at just the right time. The film was to open in theaters, but it's now available on Hulu and digital just before Memorial Day here in the U.S. And Kristin Scott Thomas, the BAFTA and Olivier Award winner and Oscar nominee, and Sharon Horgan, the co-writer and star of Catastrophe and other popular comedies, both join us from remote locations. Kristin Scott Thomas, thank you.
Hello. It's lovely to be here.
And Sharon Horgan, thank you.
You're very welcome. Nice to be talking to you.
Kristin Scott Thomas, tell us a little bit about Kate. Is it fair to say she's a little prim?
I think prim is possibly an understatement. She is the commanding officer's wife. She has a son, or she had a son, who sadly lost his life in Afghanistan. And her husband has just left on his tour. And she has decided that the only way to get through this very difficult and trying time is to take control and be in charge. And then she meets Sharon's character, Lisa, and things go astray.
Sharon Horgan, tell us about Lisa, if you could.
You know, she's definitely someone who never expected to have that life. But the Scottish she marries is promoted to sergeant major, and suddenly she has responsibilities as RSM's wife. And she's pretty blunt and likes to do things her way and doesn't really like being told what to do, which is part of the fun of it, because Kristen's character loves telling people what to do. That's where the clash comes.
Sharon Horgan, in a sense, the film is based on not just one true story, but scores of different true stories, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's based on a documentary series, which was like really, really popular here in the UK. And it was about a group of women who lived on a military base and they form a choir. But I mean, I think the great thing about the film is the choir has sort of ended up being this enormous success. And there's like 75 of them all over the world. So I think it's a story that speaks to a huge number of partners, spouses and wives of the military.
Mm-hmm. Kristin Scott Thomas, you're from a military family. Your father was a Royal Navy pilot with what I guess we'd consider, at least on this show, a familiar name.
Yes. My father's name was Simon Scott Thomas. There you go. But yes, I grew up on a military base, rather like the ones we see in the film. I think part of the reason for me being drawn to this film was this treating this aspect of the incredible sort of sacrifice that families of personnel in the military have to make.
Yeah.
Constantly being on the move, constantly being uprooted and being required to settle somewhere else, having to change jobs all the time, having to hold the fort, having to deal with the family, having to deal with absence and the fear and all that mixed in with tremendous pride and a great feeling of service, which is something that I think we forget about. It's this feeling of national duty, which is something that I think is actually admirable.
You know, both of you are great and celebrated talents, but I think of you as different kinds of talents. What was it like to work together? Why don't you go first, Kristin Scott Thomas?
Well, I was unfamiliar with Sharon's work. But I managed to sort of binge on Catastrophe. When we met, we decided we'd sort of have lunch or something. But we talked about everything under the sun except the movie. And then we just sort of turned up for work one day and got on with it. Personally, I really enjoyed it. I don't know about you, Sharon.
Well, when I first was told I was going to be working with Dame Kristen Scott Thomas, I had to educate myself. But it was a pleasure. I was incredibly nervous, actually. I mean, the nerves went pretty quickly because, like Kristen was saying, I remember walking away from that lunch thinking, I told that woman far too much. I really told her some personal details. But we really enjoyed it for a bunch of reasons. One of them was we really enjoyed the singing and we never expected to enjoy it so much. And the other one was that we had this great ensemble of 98% female cast around us. So it was just very relaxed and really good fun.
Without giving too much away, there's a song by Robbie Williams and Guy Chambers that figures into the last scene of the film. I cried copiously for the last 15 minutes of the film. I guess that's exactly what you were going for, but it did remind me that in these times when we're all kind of caught up in a worldwide crisis, there are other losses that go on, aren't there?
Yeah, the power of a group. I mean, it just, the singing was particularly spectacular in that when we first started, it was awful. apart from myself, of course, who sings like an angel. And then little by little, we got, in fact, quite quickly, we got better because we enjoyed it so much. And after a while, Peter, our director, had to sort of put on the brakes and say, no, stop singing because you're getting too good. I mean, too good for that moment in the film. I mean, I don't think we'll ever be too good. But to get to that final result that said moved you to tears, and I think you aren't the only one. I think that song was written with tears in mind.
Yeah.
To get to that level, it took quite a lot of work and everyone would sort of help each other because we all wanted to get it right. And that was something that was really thrilling and sort of leveling. And it's a really great feeling that to be able to create something as a group.
Kristen Scott Thomas and Sharon Horgan star in Military Wives, now on Hulu and digital. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you for having us.